was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
There you go. Some corn for you. Eric Griffin's great. You guys got to go see him. He's over at Desert Ridge Improv up north there, and you'll enjoy yourself. Trust me on that one. He's fun. He's a good dude. Doug Hopkins game continues on. Give you the receipt one more time. Short church music. That was only $6. I'll tell you that right off, so you can gauge it off of that. A peanut butter burger, fried pickle fries, a short deadhead IPA, Iowa pork sandwich, a Tito's and soda, pretzel basket, and a Baja bowl. Brady was within
$3.
$3. I'm going to narrow it down for the last run here. It's between $103 and $107. It could be $103. It could be $107, but it's in that parameter there. Get to guessing. 97936. Text away, and you could win $5,000. How about that? How easy is this? It's the Amazon of deliveries or of radio games. So you order it, and it just shows up. Simple. No dollar sign, just a decimal point. Guess. And between $103 and $107, you're in there. So I'm giving you a whole bunch of chances. Toledo will keep it open for just a little bit longer. How's about that? We're running late, but that's okay. We got the entertainment drill quickly. Let's get that out of the way. Brady, entertain me. It's brought to you by ReactDefense.com. I've got to get that.
Man, you are in a hurry.
I'm trying to hurry.
Jesus.
ReactDefense.com.
Time!
And talk about getting in a hurry. They're making it easier and easier for you to get on board at ReactDefense.com. You go to the website, and you get that month. Here's what you get. A month of training, and they offer tons of it. It's $199, and you get the seminar coming up in June for Weapons Defense Seminar, which will blow your mind. Literally had a guy who does personal security for celebrities stand in front of me and do the 21-foot drill. And he goes, we don't do this. He goes, this is unbelievable. Sign me up. When you go through that thing, it's eye-opening. Brett did it with me that one time, and it is eye-opening. You realize you've got higher force in your pocket. What do you do when you can't get to it? Now, all of a sudden, you've got something on your hip, and you're in a fist fight. And everybody's after that one thing. There is gun retention, gun safety. They have all sorts of stuff. This seminar is amazing, and it's included when you go sign up for that month of training. So you're going to get that whole thing for $199. That's personal training for a month, and you can use it as much as you want for that month. And it's amazing. Wait until you get involved in this thing. You will thank me later. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Now, Brady Entertainment.
Kelly Clarkson had Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians on the show yesterday, and he told her that he recently had a pastrami sandwich for breakfast and asked her if that was normal. And Kelly replied, I don't mind a little meat in the morning. All right.
That is not what she meant. Can we just?
Jesus.
All right.
I'm sorry.
And the guy, the guy from the Indianapolis Star has to lose his job over being nice. But we can say this about one dude who has a meat sandwich.
Like a little meat in my mouth to start today, Kelly.
Me too. She laughed and she said, I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, because the audience went, ew. They pictured Kelly Clarkson crushing meat in her mouth.
Meat.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin was the first choice to star in Eminem's Stan video.
Really?
He declined it, either his scheduling problem or he just didn't want to do it. But Dre had just seen Final Destination and was a fan. That's when they reached out to Devin Sawa.
Yeah.
And he became the choice.
I think Macaulay was too well known to be Stan. And you just associate Macaulay Culkin with stalking Eminem. It wouldn't have been like a character because it's a music video.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The solar eclipse pushed Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun to number one on the hard rock.
All right, final. Everybody was playing it. It's a great song.
Here we go. Rundown of songs for 420, ranked by potency.
Ugh.
We'll do the top 10.
Sweet Leaf.
Burning in Smoke.
Oh, top five. Here we go. Cypress Smoke Soul. Two joints. Sublime.
All right. I was going to say Sublime's got to be all over. Oh, yeah. Sublime with Rome.
Cypress Hill, too.
Pass That Dutch, Missy Elliott. Legalize It, Peter Tosh. Stay High, 3-6 Mafia.
Afro Man.
Number one, Rick James, bitch.
Oh, cool.
Mary Jane.
Okay.
But all the other ones you mentioned did make the top 25. Yeah. I don't know if you heard about John Mellencamp's concert the other night. He was weaving stories in between. Yeah. And one fan out in the arena said, shut up and play some music.
Yeah.
And Mellencamp, with the short fuse.
Very short.
Teased him with a little Jack and Diane. He goes, look, I know what you want. And he's like, I'm telling the story. It's about me. Plays a little Jack and Diane. He goes, that's it. I'm out.
Yeah. And he played it
left
and he left.
10 songs.
A little sensitive
early.
To one guy.
Yeah.
One dude shouting what a lot of people were probably thinking. You don't go to concerts to hear the dude tell stories about himself. Maybe one, but if it's happening too much, you do kind of grow tired of it.
The one guy says, John Cougar Mellencamp ends the show early in rage because the audience didn't want to hear him give a lecture about his support for Joe Biden.
Was that what was going on?
I don't know, but...
The Cougs was throwing some political crap.
Too, yeah.
Well, now that's different.
Changes a little bit.
I don't need that either. Like I was talking about that girl at USC who wants to give the valedictorian speech about Palestinians. It's like, shut up. Talk about getting drunk and experimenting with lesbianism. You're a college student, for God's sakes. Am I wrong? Mo's in on this.
She should be experimenting more often. What is she doing?
That's right. She should be doing it right there on stage as valedictorian. Here's what I learned. And pass that information on to everyone else. She's the smartest one. She's probably got a couple of tricks.
Round of applause.
That's right. I agree. There's your entertainment drill. It's just about that time for your Guadalupe Squares. That's why Mo's here. And you smell fantastic today.
Oh, thank you.
You just wafted
through the
hair. You guys.
You just wafted through the air. Wow.
Well, I mean, you just had Eric Griffin in here.
He
so that's probably,
good.
You know.
You're telling me that Eric probably stinks?
You dolled up for Eric, didn't you?
I did.
Is it because of workaholics? You just assumed?
Of course.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right,
Montez? Ooh.
Yeah, but he didn't stink.
The dude pulls. He pulls.
Yeah, he does pull. He pulled. And he makes babies now. It is the Guadalupe Squares are coming up. We need a girl. We need a boy. 585-9800 is the phone number. We'll get to that next. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98.